art is meant to be shared, whether at a concert, in a museum, or at the theater, which is near impossible under social distancing guidelines, except at one new festival. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
The band Ukhoikhoi has been preparing to release their first EP in Johannesburg, South Africa. Musicians Analyzer and Yogan Sullivan were to perform their self-titled single at a major festival this past weekend. Analyzer said the gig was a really exciting opportunity for exposure in Johannesburg.
Our own African Hollywood, you know, so this was going to be like a big break.
But it didn't happen. The festival got canceled because of COVID-19. And Yogan said it wasn't their only canceled gig.
All of the places as an artist where you have your incomes coming in from, all of them are just being cut.
Then they found out about one festival that was still on, the Social Distancing Festival.
The Social Distancing Festival is one of these platforms and opportunities that we are so glad to be part of.
The Social Distancing Festival is an online space for artists to showcase their work if a performance or exhibition has been shut down by the coronavirus. Toronto-based playwright Nick Green created the virtual festival after his own production was canceled during the second week of rehearsal. The response to the project was immediate.
4 days later, on one day, it received something like 75,000 unique visitors.
Since then, content has come in from around the globe. Danya Al-Khouli is a poet from Syria. For the past 2 years, she's been working on her latest book called Contortionist Tongue, which talks about what it's like to be a Syrian woman in today's socio-political climate.
Whether it's through relationships or through navigating through sexism or just trying to find your place, finding out what's home.
Al-Khouli's book launch was scheduled for March 14th, but the day before, the venue called and said they were shutting down.
I was very panicked the day of receiving that message and, you know, was not expecting that.
Initially, Al-Khouli didn't have a backup plan. Then people started asking her to do a virtual book launch. She decided to go for it and hopped on Facebook Live with her poetry cat.
Disclaimer, it's actually a lot more nerve-wracking to do a virtual release than it is to do in person. There is a poetry cat that could be joining us, my cat Kai.
The virtual book launch made its way onto the Social Distancing Festival site, where it sits alongside pieces from artists with a range of backgrounds, now on the same playing field. From high school performances of The Wizard of Oz in Virginia.
Somewhere.
To performances from the Dutch National Opera Studio. Rosemary Joshua is the head of the opera studio. She said the world premiere of their opera, Ritratto, was canceled just one day before opening night. So the cast recorded a dress rehearsal and submitted it to the Social Distancing Festival.
This was incredibly uplifting for the young singers to at least have a record for posterity, that they could share at least all their hard work, even though it was a dress rehearsal.
Keeping a record of the art being produced during the pandemic is important, says Scottish artist Andrew McNiven, who is featured on the site for his moving image project called Bachelors.
It provides an archive. It's a kind of slice through a particular period of time, through a particular event. And as such, I think it will become more valuable as time goes on.
As time goes on, creator Nick Green isn't sure what the Social Distancing Festival will become. In just 2 weeks, he's received hundreds of submissions, gathered 8 volunteers to keep it all running, and dreamt up a fantasy scenario for how the site could connect artists.
My dream is to hear the story of 2 artists that have met through my site and collaborate on some really profound piece of art. And they live across the world and never would have met otherwise.
Green says his dream could come to fruition in the site's beer tent, which actually exists just like at any proper festival. Though it's really just a chat room for artists to connect. And that, Green says, was the goal of the Social Distancing Festival all along.
Even if that dancer is in Tanzania or that artist is in the UK, we are part of the same community. And that's really, really kept me company at a time that otherwise would have been devastatingly lonely, I think.
Who knew it would take a little social distancing to bring us all closer together? For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.